This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. President Draupadi Murmu today said a Vikasit Bharat will only be possible with quality education. Addressing the National Teachers Award Ceremony 2026 in New Delhi, on the occasion of Teachers' Day, the President said a society that respects their teachers is a progressive society in the right terms. She asserted that education is the most effective means of realizing the ideal of equality of opportunity enshrined in our constitution. She said the achievement of negligible primary school dropout rate has been made possible through the efforts of teachers.
हमारे संविधान में निहित अवसर की समानता के आदर्शों को कार्य रूप देने का सबसे प्रभावी माध्यम शिक्षा है। हमारे देश में प्राइमरी स्कूल ड्रॉपआउट रेट 12 वर्ष पहले लगभग 4.5% था। अब ये ड्रॉपआउट रेट नहीं के बराबर है। ये उपलब्धि शिक्षकों के प्रयासों से संभव हो सकी है। इस राष्ट्रीय सफलता के लिए मैं सभी शिक्षकों को बहुत बहुत बधाई देना चाहूंगा।
President Murmu added that academic excellence, skill development and entrepreneurship plays a crucial role in the development of the nation. The President noted that establishing India as the skill capital of the world alongside becoming a knowledge power is the priority of the country, highlighting the importance of knowledge as the greatest source of power. She said education empowers individuals to think independently, make informed decisions, and contribute meaningfully to the progress of the nation. The President also recalled Savitribai Phule's pivotal role in advancing women's rights and education. President Murmu today conferred the National Teachers Awards. 48 school teachers selected from 27 states, 7 union territories and 6 organizations of the central government received the awards. The President also presented national awards to 21 teachers and faculties of higher educational institutions and polytechnics. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today shared an article written by President Draupadi Murmu on the occasion of Teachers' Day. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the article highlights teaching as the sacred task of shaping humanity, encouraging independent thinking and curiosity. He said the President has called on teachers to guide students to be good human beings who uphold cultural heritage, a scientific outlook, the ideal of Antyodaya, environmental protection and nation first. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also shared an article written by Union Education Minister Prahlad Joshi on the occasion of Teachers' Day. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the article highlights the teacher's vital role in guiding the learner from information towards understanding and from understanding towards wisdom. The Prime Minister said Mr. Joshi in his article pointed out that the National Education Policy 2020 represents a significant step in this direction by placing the learner at the centre of education. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon teachers to go beyond textbooks and play a greater role in preserving childhood while shaping the lives of students. He made these remarks while interacting with the National Teachers' Day Award winners in New Delhi yesterday. While sharing the glimpses of the interaction with teachers in a social media post, the Prime Minister emphasized that teachers must ensure that the child within every student remains alive, and for that, they should also preserve the child within themselves. He stressed that bringing about real change in children requires teachers to become a part of their lives rather than limiting themselves to the syllabus.
मैं पूरे शिक्षा जगत से ये कहना चाहता कि हमें पहले से ज्यादा किताबों से बाहर निकल करके सिलेबस से बाहर निकल करके बच्चों की जिंदगी में घुसना पड़ेगा। बचपन मरने नहीं देना चाहिए और बचपन बनाए रखने का सबसे बड़ा काम टीचर कर सकते। टीचर का काम है कि उसके भीतर का बचपन बना रहे।
The Prime Minister will participate in the centenary celebrations of Sri Ram College of Commerce, SRCC, in New Delhi this evening. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. In badminton, Indian men's doubles pair Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty will take on the Malaysian duo of Nur Muhammad Azrin Ayub and Tan Wee Kyong in the semi-final of the China Masters in Shenzhen a short while from now. The Indian pair defeated Denmark's Kim Astrup and Anders Skarup Rasmussen in the quarterfinal yesterday. And with that, we end this news bulletin.